Chill out, chill out, chill out. Did everybody get a chance to kick
coming,
something
it's
in
coming,
the
it's coming.
See, I lost the poem. In a large and elegant house, I forced myself asleep after I had absent mindlessly left the faucets on in the bathroom. I woke and went to the toilet and nothing, and noticed the wet floor. This white house, the white hue from the tiles disguised as water so well. I didn't have to mop much. And a small, fuzzy Manx cat walked about this house in a room with a sofa set around a coffee table, wall-to-wall carpet, a fireplace, and another coffee table turned toward the far corner. The Manx cat walks about this fur table. Once underneath it, the carpet began to glow red, and a commanding voice identifying itself as Satan, the devil. And without a sound, the cat had disappeared.
Yeah.
And sometime later, while having some friends over, my real cat, Kit, whom none of you have ever met. Yeah. Dubbed Catboy. You have. You can attest to Catboy.
Wondrous, madam.
That's true. You guys know this Catboy. He's quite of the great and fuzzy-ass variety. Most of the time, my memories of him were just a fuzzy butt, vanishing into the darkness, that bastard. But I digress. Sometime later, while having some friends over, Kix began to inspect this table. Again, the carpet glowed, and the demonic voice rose. I grabbed my cat away. Right away, I grabbed him away really fast. Some bastard friend of mine went to the table, moved it completely, allowed my cat a free view straight inside it, man. And Kix walked there, and it was gone in that red glow. I beat my friend with my Sakuhachi, respectively. For real, this was a dream. When suddenly, the Manx cat returned. An eye for an eye, man. Simply, I picked that cat up, and I walked away. But that's the dream. It's not as long as Black Sabbath. Give me a break, all right? It's 25 minutes.
That's right. Here, keep it going. I can reach it. Yeah, keep it running. Keep it running. I got one.
Go for it.
This is called A True Story of My Youth.
Yeah, moose. Buffalo!
Many years ago.
What do you got to let a jacket off for?
Dude, this is called A True Story of My Youth. Many years ago, down at the crossroads, on a dusty road, the devil had come to collect his due. Son, he said, we've danced the dance of the damned many a year, and I've always been with you through the good and the bad. Now you've turned your back on the others, and the time has come. Oh, the time has come. Well, the sun settled back into the night as the twilight shrouded the road before me, and my shadow fell long and wide into the great unknown. I squinted hard at the imposing figure in front of me as that demonic friend, that great evil fiend that allowed me to lean upon his shoulder for so long, pulled out a piece of parchment and told me it was time for me to sign. I looked hard, I did. No, I won't lie. I looked hard. The terms were those I'd written in my own hand, and I looked back at the barren wasteland I had left as a prideful blight behind, and we both knew I couldn't go back. I looked ahead, and the road looked worse, because it didn't lie. Oh no, it didn't lie.
So I looked inside and I knew what I had to do. I looked the devil in the eye and I said, "Devil, I don't need you." Well, my evil friend looked at me with the look of one who's seen the fool of fools and left his left until it rang off the land for 1,000 miles, and he said, "Boy, you're a fool. No one says no now. I'm all you have, and the road ahead can't be walked alone. You need me, or the road will be your death." Now I know what he said was the truth, but I searched inside, and I summed up my strength. Oh, I summed up my strength, and I said, "Devil, you can take your contract, and you can take your pitchfork, and you can shove them both up your demonic ass, because I'd rather die alone than keep going with the likes of you." And so I wrested my tattered soul from the clutches of the devil, and with a tip of my hat and my suitcase in my hand, I departed down that treacherous road. If I don't have God and I pull off the devil, then I'll do it alone with no regret.
All
no regret.
To Book. I said with Charles Bukowski.